Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 28, Anime Episode 20. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 20?
The title of Episode 20 is The Famous Cook. Sanji of the floating restaurant Baratie. And in this one, we, again, were on the Going Merry. And where we picked up was in the last episode, an old comrade of Zoro's named Johnny had gotten flung into a wall by Luffy because he had boarded illegally, I guess, and they didn't know who he was. And then in this one, we find out that Johnny is beside himself because his buddy Yosaku is near death, it seems like. That he is on their little ship that's parked next to the Going Merry, and Yosaku's bleeding heavily, and he's like lost some teeth, and he's doing really bad. And Johnny thinks he's going to die. Nami comes up and immediately assesses the situation and tells Luffy and Usopp to go get the barrel of limes that they have and start feeding him lime juice because she diagnoses scurvy. And so that seems to immediately have a positive effect on what's his name? Yosaku. So then Luffy and Usopp very foolishly stuff Yosaku's mouth completely full of limes. But he does recover almost immediately. He's up and he's all energetic, and they're like, yeah, and dancing around, and she's like, it doesn't work that fast. He collapses again shortly thereafter. Anyway, they're talking about scurvy, and they're like, oh, well, we don't want that to happen. We need to eat, you know, nutritious food. We need to eat well enough, because that's why Nami says that you get scurvy is from not having a nutrient-filled diet. And so that's when they realize, oh, we really need a cook. Oh, that'd be so great if we had a cook on this ship. You know, then we could eat anything we want, and it'd be awesome. And I think it's Johnny that says, you know, well, I know exactly where to go. We will go to the floating restaurant. And that sounds great to Luffy. His mouth is watering. And so they set course for this floating restaurant called Baratie. And they get there, and it's like a big giant fish, basically, is what it kind of looks like, a fish and a ship and a boat and a building all combined. And they're pulling up like they're going to try to dock, but then this marine ship comes up next to them. And that's actually where the episode started, was we had a little prologue on the deck of the marine ship, where we got introduced to this marine lieutenant and his girlfriend, who are also headed to Baratie to have a big meal. And this handsome blonde lieutenant with a scar on his cheek is named Iron Fist Fullbody. And so he's very full of himself, and he's trying to impress his girlfriend. And so they're going to go have this meal, but they stop the Going Merry, and you know, kind of you know, he trades insults with them, and then says, well, okay, I'm bored, let's go. Oh, by the way, go ahead and shoot their ship, blow it up. So Luffy defends everyone from a cannonball shot, you know, by the marine ship, basically grabbing the mast and grabbing onto two with his legs and grabbing onto a couple of other points with his arms. And he takes the cannonball in the stomach, and it slingshots him He's going to slingshot it back, but one of his hands comes free, slips off what he's holding onto, and that changes the trajectory. And instead of shooting the cannonball back at the Marine ship, he shoots it off to the side, and it actually hits the roof of Barati and blows a hole in the roof up by the living quarters. So, oops, not good. So then the two ships, you know, basically get closer, and Luffy and company come aboard. Luffy is actually grabbed by some of the cooks on the ship and dragged into the presence of the owner of the place, the head chef, Chef Zeff, a very interesting looking character, who has a peg leg. Luffy wrongly assumes that he's done this to Zeff. And Zeff kicks him in the head and says, "You idiot. No, this happened a long time ago." So then we have a couple of different things happening at this point. The action splits in two between Luffy debating with Zeff how Luffy is going to pay for the damage to the Barati. Meanwhile, we're also going to be following the action in the banquet hall where we have Iron Fist, Full Body, and his girlfriend seated to have their dinner. Iron Fist is trying to seem really cool and know everything about the meal and impress his girlfriend. And this guy, very cool looking guy in a black suit with long blonde hair covering his eyes, comes up and pours the wine into their glasses. And then Full Body's like, "Oh, this wine is, you know," he says what kind of wine it is, and everybody's, "Oh, he must know so much." And then our guy, who is not a waiter, he's very clear about that. He's not the waiter. He's actually the sous chef. And this is when we're introduced to Sanji. And Sanji says, "No, wrong. Sorry, you. That's not what the wine is," and walks away. And so Full Body's very embarrassed. He's getting angry. Meanwhile, we go back to the situation with Chef Zeff, and Luffy is bargaining. He's saying, because he has no money, and Zeff is like, "Well, then you're gonna have to work it off. You'll have to clean dishes. You'll have to work in the kitchen for a year." And, Luffy's like, "I can't do that. I want to see the world. I just got started. I can't waste a whole year. And I'll give you 1 week." And he's like, I can't believe you're saying that. And he's like, all right, I'll give you 2 weeks. So they're haggling over that. Then we go back to the dining room, and there's a little bitty bug crawling on the floor. And Iron Fist Full Body gets an idea that now he's going to embarrass Sanji. So he gets that and sneaks it into his soup. And then when Sanji comes back, he's like, "Oh, how dare you serve me soup with a bug in it?" You know, and Sanji makes some kind of smart, wry joke about how he doesn't know anything about insects, which is kind of talking, I think, about Full Body, and to the point where the girl even is like, and everybody's laughing. Oh, that makes Full Body so angry. And so they get into a bit of a fight. It's short, but slams Sanji down and steps on his hand, but then Sanji is not deterred by that and does this awesome upside down spin kick thing that really takes out Iron Fist Full Body. And then we're back to Luffy at the end, where we're still not exactly sure what kind of deal Luffy has made with Chef Zeff. But it's a bit of a cliffhanger.
Who is Johnny?
The character on the left is named Johnny, and he is a pirate hunter of sorts. He has black hair. He wears black sunglasses, has a tattoo on his face, wears a black watch on his left wrist, and wears a bluish-gray hoodie with light tan-brown pants, and carries a sword.
Who is Yosaku?
The character on the right is Yosaku. Yosaku is a friend and so-called brother to Johnny. Yosaku wears what appears to be some version of a boxer's protective headgear on his head. That's the closest I can come to what that headgear is. He wears a green long coat with yellow checked shorts, black shirt, and also has a sword.
Who is Iron Fist Fullbody?
This is Lieutenant Iron Fist Fullbody of the Marines. He has pinkish hair, a scar on his right cheek. He wears a white pinstriped suit, and on his right hand, he has an iron sort of brass knuckles thing for fighting.
Who is Chef Zeph?
This is Chef Zeph, the owner of the floating restaurant. He is a very unusual looking fellow. With a peg leg for one leg. He has a chef's smock costume with a blue kerchief around his neck. But his most defining features are his very long braided mustache, which sticks out rigidly on both sides of his face, and his chef's hat, which is almost as tall as he is.
Who is Sanji?
This is Sanjay, the sous chef aboard the floating restaurant. He has a very well-tailored black suit with a blue shirt and tie. He has blonde hair that hangs down in his eyes. He often has a cigarette in his mouth and carries himself very confidently.
What was the setting in this episode?
This episode took place largely aboard several floating vessels. The Going Merry, inside and outside, both on the deck and in the galley. The marine ship that pulls up alongside of the Going Merry, and their destination, the floating restaurant known as Barati. So we got to see some of the outside of the floating restaurant, as well as the interior of Chef Zeph's quarters and the dining room.
What was the combat in this episode?
There was a bit of combat in the, trying to remember, because they have the little opening where they do a recap of what happened last week. And in the recap, there was a little bit of fighting on the deck between Luffy and Johnny. But then in the episode proper, the first attack was a cannonball shot from the marine ship, which Luffy caught and was attempting to use his slingshot tactic to shoot it back at the marine vessel. But one of his hands slipped and his aim changed, and it actually hit the floating restaurant instead. Inside the restaurant, we saw Luffy being bested by Chef Zeph, who did some really impressive twirling moves, twirling kicks, just getting up on one hand on the bed and twirling his body around and kicking Luffy. So that he was pretty impressive. And then we also saw a brief amount of fighting in the dining room where Iron Fist Hardbody, or Full Body, Iron Fist Full Body, attacked Sanji and pinned one hand with his foot. But then Sanji did another version of the move that we saw Chef Zeff do, where he was able to raise up on one hand and spin upside down in a spinning scissor kick that took out Iron Fist Full Body. Oh, yes. Yes, Luffy and Usopp inadvertently shot a cannonball at the little rock outcrop that Johnny and Yosaku were taking shelter on.
What was the special move for this episode?
Gomo Gomo no Slingshot. Pachinko.
Good. Do we have any last thoughts on this episode?
I enjoyed meeting Sanji. I'm glad to see him now. We saw him in the live action, and so it's good to see him as part, you know, he's not on the crew yet, but it's good to be introduced to him, as well as the chef. I think he's pretty funny. I like the way they draw him.
Aha, very good indeed. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 20. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!